Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It isn't often, Scott, that I introduce a guest and say, I wish you were out of business. But that is the case for Terry Link of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. I wish it wasn't necessary, but it is, and I do a great job there. I'd like to bring in Executive Director Terry Link now. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Jack. You're not the only one that wishes I was out of business.
Well, it looks like you're going to have a little more business, and you have got a bigger building.
Well, we do. We don't own it, of course. We're just leasing, but we got a little bit more space, and for the first time ever, all of our operations are under one roof. So it's affording us some flexibility in using staff that we didn't have before, and hopefully we'll be more effective with the money that the community gives us to help feed the people in our community.
All right. How many people are impacted by food distribution from the Greater Lansing Food Bank?
It's hard to say because there's obviously some people that come back every day for those that are in shelters and sometimes soup kitchens, whereas in the pantries, there are some people who only come once in a year. So, but we're guessing based on our estimates and where we get the numbers that we're talking about 70,000 people.
About 70,000 a year. And how much food in terms of weight?
In terms of weight, about 3 million last year. We'll be over that this year. But
more than 3 million pounds of food this year.
Right. And we're trying to improve the quality of that food, so we're doing a lot more with fresh produce, working hard in a lot of different ways. Matter of fact, we got our first delivery from one of the farmers locally that we have a contract with to grow for us. He brought in about 7 bushels of green beans, freshly picked, just last night. And those, some of those went out late this afternoon, and the rest will go out tomorrow morning.
It brings up an interesting question about shopping. Obviously, you would love to have fruits and vegetables as often as possible. You would love to have things that are nutritious. You also have to balance with the budget and the amount of food you need and what people can get with the money that you have available and with the donations you have available. How tricky does that get?
Well, it does get a little tricky. We're just going through starting to plan for the budget, our budget year that starts for October the 1st. And this year we anticipated that the economy was going to get a little worse, the food was going to get a little short, and that the access to food would have shrunk a little bit. As it turned out, demand was not much higher because we kept extending the unemployment benefits. But the funny fix on that is, you know, the Senate just passed those last week, but the catch is that there's a window here of people who are out of benefits because I think it takes something like 30 days to turn that around. So the last few days over at the Ingham County Food Bank, which takes the phone calls for people needing food, they had 3 people answering phones solid, and they had a constant backlog of 10 people waiting. All day, all the way through yesterday, and so there's obviously and quite a few new people who hadn't asked for food at all before. So, you know, we're going to have this window at least the next month until those benefits kick back in, where some people are going to be at wit's end and reaching out to us for the first time.
All right, you're going to have this new lease, 5,600 square foot building, and this is up on Philly Street.
Yeah, that's correct.
North Lansing.
Uh huh.
All right. For those who may not be familiar with the model here for the Greater Lansing Food Bank, they say, we've never seen the Greater Lansing Food Bank.
Right, we've never had a sign out somewhere.
Well, I think maybe to use a commercial distribution model, you're more of the wholesaler, and the individual pantries in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County would be more of a retailer, right?
That's correct. And the domestic abuse shelters and homeless shelters and commercial kitchens, we help them all. Now, our Food Movers program, which rescues food from restaurants, et cetera, they do distributions direct in 5 neighborhoods. Oh, actually, 6 neighborhoods this summer in Lansing. So that's more like a pantry that just kind of shows up on the spot every month at 1 of 5 different neighborhoods.
All right, let's talk about bike tour.
Yeah, we did that last night. Had 30 folks out on bikes last night looking at, we visited 4 different community gardens. mostly in the central south side of Lansing, a little bit on the west side. And tomorrow night there's a bus tour leaving from another set of gardens and going, kind of doing a loop to the east.
All right, and if someone wants to participate in the bus tour, what should they do?
They should give us a call tomorrow, make sure there's room on the bus, or we can tell you where to meet us up if you kind of want to follow along with the bus in case the bus is full. 853-7800 would be the number to call. Call after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll see if we can get you in. They're amazing, a variety of amazing gardens. We have 29 new community gardens. We're up over 80 community gardens now. Last year we had 45. And they're still coming on. The old ones are thriving. New ones are coming on in neighborhoods all over the city and all over the Tri-County area.
Has the garden project exceeded your expectations, Terry?
Yeah, we knew we were going to grow some. We weren't expecting this kind of growth. And the communities, we work a lot with people who want to start them. We just don't, anybody comes up and say, oh, we want to have a community garden. We ask them a lot of questions about, well, who do you have that's involved? What kind of commitment do you have? Is there an organization behind it? And once we think that there's something there, they go through some training during the winter to be able to manage the garden, and then we come out with the materials and the help and try to get them some extra volunteers. And yeah, it's been phenomenal, and I expect, based on the way it's accelerating, that we'll see, if not similar growth next year, pretty close to it.
Is it possible to estimate how many people are being fed based on those community gardens?
Well, last year I think we were figuring about 3,000 to 3,500. We haven't run the numbers yet. We'll probably do that more towards the end of the season. But, you know, it's a 50% increase. It's more than a 50% increase. So you could do the math. If that's accurate, then you expect another 1,500 or so. So you're talking almost 5,000.
5,000. Yeah, if somebody has a question, they want to check out the website for the Greater Lansing Food Bank.
That's
or
pretty
they'd
easy.
Like
it's
to
just
call.
GreaterLansingFoodBank.org.
Okay.
And they can call us again, 853-7800. Somebody's usually there by 6:30 in the morning. That's usually me. Somebody's usually there till at least 5:30. But the business hour is basically 8:30 to 5.
Okay, pretty simple address to remember.
Right.
Greater Lansing Food Bank, just the way it sounds.
Well,
GreaterLansingFoodBank.org, not .com, .org, and the phone number 853-7800.
Yeah, one last plug, if I can. We
sure.
have this Grow Row program we've been doing in conjunction with Van Adda's and L&L for a number of years. This is our 10th year, trying to get 10,000 pounds from people who are growing excess in their backyards and don't know what to do with it. They can look at the schedule for the drops for that, or if they have it available on days when that's not happening, we can direct them to a food bank, food pantry, or shelter near them that could use the food. So those people that have the surplus, because the season's been hot and the gardens are being pretty plentiful right now if the tomato blight doesn't catch them.
Very few people have the knack of growing exactly what they consume, and instead of throwing it away, feed a friend, feed a family. And
absolutely.
The way to do that is through the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Terry, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Good luck with the bus tour.
Thanks a million, Jack, and thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for keeping this issue in front of folks who maybe don't see it in their own backyards.
All right, thank you. We'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to talk with Julie Gordon. And Julie is the mom of good friend Brandon Gordon, who impacted an awful lot of lives, no question about that, in his time here in mid-Michigan. And we're going to talk about Coast to Coast for Cancer. In Brandon's name, the crusade goes on. We're going to talk about that and runners going from East Coast to West Coast to the state of Michigan. We'll be right back with that and more after this check of weather and sports.